USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Pentagon is concerned about the president's decision to pull back U.S. forces in northern Syria. The move allows Turkey to invade and go after the Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against the Islamic State. Currently, the Kurds are guarding thousands of Islamic State detainees. They will soon leave these positions to go north to fight the Turks. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham telling Fox News,
"This to me is just unnerving to its core. To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true."
A second whistleblower has come forward on the president's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Democrats are arguing that this adds more credence to the first whistleblower's complaint because the second one has direct knowledge of some of the events that were detailed in the first whistleblower's complaint. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The wife of a U.S. diplomat is back in the United States after a fatal car crash in the U.K. British police say Anne Sekulis was on the wrong side of the road when she hit and killed 19-year-old Harry Dunn, his father, Tim Dunn.
She didn't mean to kill our son. It was an accident. I can forgive her for that. Forgive her for leaving. I don't know.
His parents say they don't want Sekulis' children to be deprived of their mother. They say they don't want to see her go to jail. They only want justice for their son. The key prosecution witness at the murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger has been killed. Joshua Brown was a neighbor of Botham John, who was shot to death by Geiger in his own apartment. Brown testified in Geiger's murder trial for the prosecution and became emotional when describing hearing the gunshots. Brown was shot over the weekend in an apartment parking lot just days after Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Top movies at the box office over the weekend, The Joker, coming in at number one, grossing $93 million. DreamWorks' animated feature, Abominable, drops down to number two with $12 million. Downton Abbey slips down to number three with $8 million. Jennifer Lopez and the movie about hookers called Hustlers is at number four with $6 million. And Stephen King's It, Chapter 2, is at number 5 with $5.4 million. A longtime rapper is now holding worship services. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Rapper Kanye West, who recently announced he'd be switching to exclusively gospel and spiritual music, has been traveling the country holding church-like concerts, which include choir singers and other musicians. He held one on Saturday outside a shopping center in Salt Lake City, Utah. West taking the stage late in the worship service and performing one song called Jesus Walks. It had been on his 2004 album, The College Dropout. West also prayed and testified to the crowd about his own religious journey, speaking a little politics and discussing what he called the dangers of social media. Estimates were between 7 and 10,000 people attended that event.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.